It's Chaz time.
It's a ball of fame, make it to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And if I don't, at least I tried. I was born with pride. Never wanted no handout. I stand out. Pace is needed in this game. I never ran out. Cause all I ever wanted was a victory. Running circles around competition like it was 60. I gave everything on the court. Yeah. And when it's all over, let them say I was the true sport.
Welcome, everyone. This is True Sports Talk Radio, and I am your host, Chastity Melvin. You could have been anywhere in the world today, but you chose to tune into my show, and I appreciate that. Today, you know, we're going to be chalking it up about the WNBA playoffs, 2017's finals rematch, and it is a battle of the ages. I'm telling you, if you hadn't checked out the WNBA playoffs this year, you are missing great basketball, great talent, and a fierce battle going down inside the paint. Really quick, let's get to the story for today. Check out today's interview I have on the show today, the True Sport of the Week. Each week, if you're just tuning in, my True Sport podcast will feature a True Sport guest of the week. We will talk about anything that deals with basketball, NCAA, NBA, pro ball. It doesn't matter. I love this game and I love talking about basketball, and I'm going to have some great interviews, great hosts on the show throughout. So make sure you check out the True Sport Radio podcast when I broadcast it live. If you can't join in live, it'll be replayed all day. Again, the True Sport of the Week interview today will be Ivory Latta. And also later on in the show, as always, I'll have a special segment with Professor Koontz as she discusses social justice, athletes, and who says athletes and sports don't mix. So that's what we're going to be doing throughout this show on the True Sports Radio podcast. Again, I'm your host, Chastity Melvin, and I'll be right back, and we'll get right into it about WNBA playoff action, a little bit about the NBA, and then our politics and sports segment. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. Welcome back. This is True Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Chastity Melvin. And like I said, you guys could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to tune in to True Sports Talk Radio. And we're going to be talking it up about the WNBA playoffs finals rematch that is telling you this is the battle between the LA Sparks and the Minnesota Lynx. They match up again, and the series is tied right now 1-1. Game 3 comes on tonight, ESPN2 at 9 o'clock Eastern. And right now, I'm going to bring on my True Sport of the Week guest, Ivory Latta, WNBA star guard. Ivory Latta, Ivory, are you there?
What's up? I'm here.
Oh, that's what's up. Thanks for coming on the show today. I know you got a lot going on with the book and all this stuff. I'm so excited because, you know, we go way back to our turkey days. So I'm going to let my listeners know real quick. No, Ivory and I did not play together in the league, but we played across the water together overseas in Turkey. And we had a fun time up there. Both two small time country girls, ACC girls.
Right.
And so, you know, we have similar stories, first generation of success in our families. And so we bonded really, really well. And I know she's a true sport. So all the people I interview on my show, I know they're true sports, okay? So, Ivory, let's get right into it. Give me a little bit about your story, where you're from, where you started out. Shout out that country town.
Oh, man. Youngest of seven, a baby. Grew up from McConnell, South Carolina, a small town. We only got two stop signs, and we got two stores, and those are like gas stations. So definitely grew up from a small town. Went to York High School. I did well there in high school. Received a full scholarship to the best university in the nation, University of North Carolina, at Chapel Hill. I'm a Tar Heel for life until I die. Forever and always will be a Tar Heel. Played under, you know, a great coach and Coach Hatchell, and I had a very successful career there. And, you know, now coming up in my 11th year in the WNBA. So, yeah. It's been tough, but it's been worth it.
Speaking of UNC, that great university in North Carolina, are my Tar Heel fans getting a little nervous right now with what's going on in the NCAA with the investigation, the FBI investigation to all the illegal money laundering and funding. You getting a little nervous there, Ivory? Because, you know, you guys don't. I'm not trying to imply anything.
Absolutely not, man. Yeah, I know how it goes. No, absolutely not. Like I said, it's a great university. Those were the best 4 years of my life. And, you know, I tell everybody, and I also even told Coach Hatcher, you know what, if I can come back and play there and play for her for 4 years, I would. Long as they take the preseason basketball running out, I'll go back to college and play for the rest of my life.
Right, that preseason. Hey, Ivory, really quick for any of the young athletes listening in, we were talking about that. I think we started on Twitter. All of us the first year, were you not calling your mom like, Ma, I don't love basketball. I don't think I can do this preseason.
Man, oh, my God. First year? How about the first day after all those runs? But you know what? But the great thing is, when I look back now, it was all worth it. All that
it's
hard
all
work
working.
That she had us doing, and, you know, being able to be in 2 Final Fours, 3 Elite Eights, and win 3 ACC championships. I mean, you know, as much as I can sit here and say it's bad and all that, but when I look back, it was great. It was definitely great, and it made me tougher for sure.
Awesome. And speaking of that process, and just to all the listeners, the athletic grind is like crazy. You're going into your 11th season in the WNBA Finals. Real quick, I want to ask you, I know this is a difficult question, but what is your highest high in the WNBA so far? Just professional basketball, college, what's your highest high? And then the next question is going to be your lowest low. So let's go with the highest high first.
Highest high in the WNBA or in college?
Whichever one you want to share with us.
You know what? I would like to share the one that's in college because, you know, I was by far probably the smallest player. I probably could have been probably one of the smallest players in college. So just growing up in high school, I had a player that I admired and looked up to who actually told me that I was too small to play in the ACC. So that right there really motivated me to not only go to North Carolina, but just do some really special things. And I think as of today, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm the only man, female/male, to win 3 ACC MVPs. So that was like one of the highest things of my whole career, my whole life to do that. And knowing I'm only 5'6", back then I was probably smaller. And just being from McConnell, South Carolina, which is not even on a map, not even on a county map. So just being from a little place like that and just saw that I accomplished that just because somebody told me that I couldn't do it or I couldn't play in the ACC, which is, you know, one of the best, you know, leagues out there. So that is one of the highest accomplishments for me, is winning those 3 MVPs.
And what was the key to that success? If it's just one quote, what was it? If you could just give me one quote and the key into that success in UNC, which obviously carried on to the WNBA.
Right. You know what? I can say hard work. I remember not playing and not having a good season my freshman year, and I just told Coach, like, I need the keys to the gym. And she kind of looked at me like, huh? I was like, yeah, I just need the keys to the gym. And so I was able to find a way to get in the gym. And when I was in the gym, I was in there like 12 to 2. Or if I couldn't sleep, I'd get in there from like 2 to 3 or 2 to 4. Like, I know for sure from my sophomore year all the way to college, I put in a lot of hard work so I could be successful. So I didn't let any negativity, you know, get me down or stop me from being, you know, the player that I wanted to be. And I mean, when I tell you, I put in countless hard work for me to get to that point, and that's what I did, day in and day out.
That's what's up. Listeners, you're tuning in to True Sports Talk Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Chastity Melvin. I got my guest, Ivory Latta, on board here. She just talked about her highest of high. We'll be right back with her lowest of low throughout her professional career. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. If everyone's just tuning in, this is True Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chastity Melvin. I have Ivory Latta of Washington Mystics in her 11th year with the WNBA on board as the True Sport of the Week, interview guest of the week. Ivory, you just talked about your highest of high in your professional career. Mm-hmm. Now give me your lowest of low in your professional career at college and tell me a little bit about what that is about.
Okay, my lowest of low has come when I in the WNBA. You know, I got two lowest lows. You know, being the I guess we want to call it the star player, or being so good at Carolina, coming to the league. You know, being at Carolina playing 35, sometimes 40 minutes or however minutes, and then coming into the league playing 2 minutes or 1 minute, you know, getting in the game the last 30 seconds. That was definitely an eye-opener for me, definitely humbled me a lot. Just like, oh, man, well, you know, I'm a star player, so why I'm not coming in playing? You know, my first year I was in Detroit, great team, great players. I'm thinking, okay, you know, I can get some time, but I was really only getting like 30 seconds or maybe 3 minutes here, 5 minutes. So that right there really humbled me. And another thing, another low that I had in the WBA is being cut. I got cut twice in the league. And, you know, it was sometimes some things I didn't understand. Like, man, how did I get cut? I know I'm better than this person. Sometimes the situation is whatever's best for the organization, what's best for the team at the time. So, you know, I think those are my lows, being coming into the league, not playing my first year, and then, you know, doing well, and then get cut twice. It was definitely the low, my low.
And what would you say was the key to success in overcoming that?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Just staying focused on what I wanted out of, you know, the game of basketball. And I just wanted to be successful. And I prayed. I mean, I prayed, asked God, hey, God, you know what? Whatever I'm going through, just please try to guide me mentally and physically down the right path. And the only thing, God, the word that was given to me the whole time is just stay focused. Stay this course. Stay focused. You know, like I tell these kids today, success is, it looks good, but it's never easy. It's going to be bumps in the road where you have to overcome, and it's just going to show who you are as a person, you know. And it did. It definitely humbled me. It made me work even harder. You know, you get to that point where you think you got it and you don't work as hard as you did to get there. You know, I had to work extra hard. I had to focus on my craft. You know, I really had to focus more on my body as well, too. So the main thing with my high was continue the hard work, and with my low of me being cut, I had to focus extremely hard.
That's what's up. True Sport of the Week, Ivy Ladd. She is giving it to us, y'all. Woo-hoo. You guys check us out again. This is True Sports Podcast, and I'm Chastity Melvin, your host. Let's go right into it, Ivy Ladd. So it's your 11th year. Things are kind of winding down, and I'm telling you, ain't nothing better than playing that game. But the future is bright for you. Tell me what you got working on with this book, despite the hype.
Oh,
I don't know if I can relate, because, you know, I got this hype, you know what I'm saying? But listen, I know this book. Tell me a little bit about this book, despite the hype. Tell me what you want to read the listeners to get from your book, where they can find it, and where they can find you.
Oh, man, yeah, my first children's book. Man, I got these ideas. I mean, I got this awesome idea when I was overseas. I mean, when you're overseas playing, you have a good bit of time to think a lot, watch all kinds of TV shows and things like that. Me, I was thinking of, all right, what can I do that was going to help some kids that they can relate to me with life after basketball? So I came up with the idea. Me and my sister came up with the title called Despite the Hype. And that pretty much sums up my whole life, sums up my whole basketball career, because despite of me being 5'6", I've done some great things on and off the court, and pretty much every team that I've been on, I've been the smallest player. And so, you know, when you read this book, it's not necessarily all about the height. It's more of overcoming some things that you didn't think you could. Like, I don't want to give the book out or give it away, because you have to go purchase it. I'm going to let you know where. Just know that you should never give up on your dreams. Like, I didn't give up on my dreams and my goals when someone told me that I couldn't, you know, play in the ACC or I couldn't do this or that. So the main thing that sums up everything is to never give up and continue to do your best at all times. And you can get the book at www.warrenpublishing.net. You can go get it, get the hard copy, get a soft copy. And, I mean, it's a great read for the kids. I've been getting great responses back when I go read at the school. So, yeah, Despite the Hype, that's the best children's book that's out right now.
And I second that, okay, people? Go out and get this book. Support it. And listen, you know, I have a book as well, but I'm not promoting myself. I'm just saying, guys, everyone that listens in on this show and people out there supporting other people, hey, maybe Despite the Hype is not for you, But you know someone who could use this book. You know some young kid, you know someone else who may use the book. So refer the book out. Hey, if you don't purchase it, at least refer it to someone else. And you can get it at onepublishing.net, right, Ivory?
WarrenPublishing.net. Hey, one more thing, Chastity, with the book. Another thing that I realized, too, even though this is my story, it's called Despite the Hype, this is my story. But when I go talk to kids, I hear their story, and instead of Despite the Hype, it's Despite the color of their skin. It's despite their weight or what they're going through, and it's despite of not, you know, despite of being bullied all the time. So it's like it's a combination of everything. This is my story because I had to deal with my height. But when I go talk to kids, I always let them know, you know, you can be tall, but it's something that's going on in your life that you need to overcome, and that's what I'm here for. And also my book can help you as well too. So it is pretty much despite anything that you're going on, you should never ever give up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's a beautiful message. You just gave me that Friday feeling, girl. You know what I'm saying? You just gave me that Friday feeling. That's how I feel, you know, working at corporate every day. Hey, look, I ain't giving up. I can tackle this. You know what I'm saying? Fourth quarter, game time, baby. Listen, everybody tuning in, True Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host. I got my girl, True Sport of the Week, Ivory Ladder, on. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the WNBA Playoffs 2017. So don't go nowhere. We're coming right back. Let's get it. Ivory, you know what the deal is. Everyone tuning in, this is Ivory Lauda. She just talked about her book, Despite the Hype. Get it at warrenpublishing.net. She told us a little bit about her story. But now we're going to talk about the WNBA playoffs. And you know we could go all day, but let's just make it real quick, Ivory. The LA Sparks are facing the Minnesota Lynx. You guys played against the Minnesota Lynx, so you know firsthand What's the deal? What is it about the Minnesota Lynx that they keep finding themselves back in the finals?
You know what? That's so powerful. But then again, what people don't understand, they've been together for so long. So they know each other's tendencies. They know everything about each other. And they gel well as a team. But they're one of the most fundamentally sound teams, you know, out there. And, you know, they have a great coach, awesome coach, and Coach Reed, who actually coached me when I was in Detroit. So, I mean, they can hit you in all areas. I mean, they, you know, Sylvie Fowle wasn't MVP for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and I taught her everything she knows. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Chad, see, I enjoy playing with you overseas. You was a beast there too, so I know. I mean, she learned from the best. Why not? You know. you know what? There's two great teams right now competing for the WNBA Finals. And you know, we played against L.A. too. I mean, Candace is, you know, having another great season. And NECA, I mean, she's just an animal. She does not – her motor does not cut off. And, you know, they got great pieces around them. So it's definitely going to be a tough series for sure.
Ivory, we've played basketball a lot, a long time. And it's just that – what stands out to you the most about this series? You know, like each team has come out with a huge lead, and then the opposite team has come back and almost overcome a huge deficit to win the games. Like, as a player, what is it about, what does it come from, a mindset? How is it that you can jump out to such a big lead or get behind in this type of game?
You know what? You just get so pumped up. Sometimes you just get too pumped up. Sometimes you just not enough. You know, the energy is not there. But that's the thing I don't understand. When you play games like this, the energy should be there when you wake up for your pregame meal. The energy should be there whenever you got, you know, shoot around and things like that. But at the same time, if you're up, you have to do whatever it takes to continue to stay up. If you're down, you have to fight. You have to fight. Like, it's going to take everybody on the floor, everybody on the bench. It's going to take, you know, if you're at home, it's going to take that crowd. Like, playing in Minnesota with that crowd, man, ooh, it's a whole different feeling, you know, and things like that. But you really have to just focus. You really do have to stay focused because you never know what'll happen. And this WNBA series right now, man, ain't no telling what's going to happen. I know it's fun and exciting to watch, though.
Yeah, speaking briefly about this series, Elena Beer said that L.A. has the creative mindset and come out with a sense of urgency. How can you prepare as an athlete? How do you prepare to come out with a sense of urgency?
You have to do that yourself. That has to be within yourself. Once it's within yourself and everybody on the team has it within, it just automatically comes out. That's something that you can't teach. You know, this is it. This is the finals. There's no more next round. So you have to come out with that sense of urgency. It's pretty much, you know, even though it is a series, you lose and go home. Keep losing, you'll go home. But you got to come out fighting from the get go. And but you got to be focused too. You know, whatever game plan that coaches have for them, I'm pretty sure they're gonna try to go out there and execute and you know and be ready. But you definitely have to be focused. And yes, that sense of urgency has to be there right at the tip top.
If you're tuning in, we're talking WNBA Playoffs 2017. This is True Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chastity Melvin, and I got my True Sport of the Week, Ivory Ladder, on. And for those of you who don't know, whether L.A. or the Lynx win, they will tie my all-time favorite team, and I got to play against these girls, and they were just, oh, my God, unbelievable. Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, they made history of four WNBA titles. So if LA wins, they will tie the Houston Comets, or if the Minnesota Lynx win, they will tie the Houston Comets. And I don't know, it's just going to be a test of wills for these two teams. So talking about a test of wills, you know, it's just great basketball. Again, they play tonight on ESPN2 at 9:00 Eastern in LA, and the series is tied right now 1-1. Cheryl Reed said it's a test of wills, and this is why we play this game. Who do you have winning tonight, Ivory?
Oh, no, you did not. Oh, man. And the game is in L.A., correct?
Yep, it's in L.A. You got to pick.
Hard.
It's all fun. We know we ball with everybody on the team. We get it. It's all fun.
Yeah, you're right.
This gives them a sense.
If I had to choose right now, at this moment, this game three in L.A., you know I'm going to choose Minnesota. They play well. I think for me first, they play. I know. I got Minnesota.
Did I do that? No way. Did y'all hear Ivory? She chose Minnesota in L.A. Anyway, so you know what, Ivory? I like your pick. I get what you're saying. But I'm going to go with L.A. Sparks at home. So, and really, I just chose that because you chose Minnesota. So, I got to go with the opposite team. But really, no one knows who's going to win. These games have just been so up and down. It's crazy. It goes down to the last minute. It goes down to time and score situations. It goes down to making free throws. But if I got to go with someone, I think LA's going to win at home tonight. But anyways, if you're just tuning in, Ivory Ladder just gave us the scoop on the WNBA playoffs, her book, Despite the Hype. Tell them where they can get it again, and tell them where to follow you on social media before I let you go, Ivory.
All right, you can get my book at Warren, and that's Warren Publishing.net. You can get the book, Despite the Hype, on that website, and you can follow me on social media. My Twitter handle is IvoryLadder12. And my Instagram and Snapchat is baby, that's B-A-B-Y-I, V as in Victor, E-Y-12. So go follow me on social media because I am live and full in effect, baby.
Oh, Ivory, it's been great having you on the show. Oh, you know what? We didn't get into your love life. What's the love life like?
It's definitely private. How about that?
Did I do that? That's what's up. Hey,
I love it, though. I love it, man. I love it.
I mean, people don't love no more. All they do is date. That's it? You know what I'm saying? They don't love no more.
Yeah.
Nah.
Ain't no
it's hard out here.
Time for all of that. No.
Hey, listen, look, but what about the book promo? Oh, I got to wait before I go. I got a caller calling in. They want to ask you one question. I know you got to go, but let's hear what they got to say. All right, callers, give us your name.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, we want to know where can we get signed copies? Like, is there a book tour going on? Or?
Ooh, there will be a book tour that will be. Where are you located?
ATL.
Oh, snap. Okay, ATL. There will be some. It will be a tour coming. We're trying to find the dates, and we're going to definitely do that. So, yeah, I will have signed copies. But if you follow my social media, if you hit me, I will actually work that out, get you a signed copy and things like that. So.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining in on the show. You are awesome, as always. I knew you were going to bring that passion and that energy, and I hope to have you back on once the NBA season gets started up. We didn't say we'd talk about it today, but, you know, the Cavs tag team, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony are back again. OKC just dropped the bomb and bought Carmelo, smooth, offensive-minded Carmelo in. So it's going to be a great season. It's going to be crazy, right? And I know you love basketball, so what do you think? What are you thinking? Who's going to have the best season? I'm going to just ask you real quick. Who's going to have the best season, D-Wade or Carmelo Anthony?
Steph Curry.
That's my girl. All right, I'm going to let you get off the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Everybody, thanks, Ivory, you're great. Make sure you go out and get her book, Despite the Hype, and have a great weekend, honey. See you later.
You know it. Thanks,
man. No worries. Thanks for coming on.
It's a ball of fame, make it to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And if I don't, at least I tried. I was born with pride. Never wanted no handout. I stand out. Pace is needed in this game. I never ran out. Cause all I ever wanted was a victory. Running circles around competition like it was 6-3. I gave everything on the court. Yeah. And when it's all over, let them say I was the true sport.
Welcome back, everyone. This is True Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Chastity Melvin. If you're just tuning in, you just missed a great interview with Ivory Ladder, but you can catch the replay later on today. It plays all day, every day. True Sports Talk Radio podcast on blogtalkradio.com/Chastity Melvin. And again, I'm your host. We talked about the WNBA playoffs. Ivory Ladder chose the Minnesota Lynx to win tonight, game 3 of the WNBA finals rematch, and I chose the LA Sparks. It's going to be a great one, so make sure you tune in tonight, ESPN2 at 9 o'clock Eastern. Let's go right quick. Now we're going to have my segment where I talk about social justice, athletes, and politics. And everyone says, who says athletes and sports don't mix? Well, I have Professor Kuntz, who will come on the show. And if you missed the episode 2, we got her story. She played basketball at East Carolina University on a full scholarship. She has her master's, and she's working on her PhD at the University of Maryland. And she always comes on the show and breaks it down for me and for my listeners about what's going on in politics. Professor Kuntz also has a dynamic blog, and we're going to let her promote that before she gets off the show. But right now, I want to welcome in Professor Kuntz. Hi, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, Chaz? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Where the party at?
right. So, Professor Kuntz, tell us right now. Let's hop right back into it so we can all get back. People on their lunch break, and I'm trying to get some food in my stomach too. What's going on with the NFL players? Let's talk about this again. They're standing. What does this do for the movement going forward?
Well, you know, what we see is the challenge of including professional sports in a movement. And when I say include them, including them in a prominent way, because, you know, they're trying to protect their trade, as I would, you know, and anyone is on their job. They're trying to make sure that they protect their jobs and stay focused on winning championships. And what happens is sometimes the social justice piece, it gets left on the wayside, you know. And so I commend the players for attempting to make a stand, but I hope that we can use this as an example to understand why we need more than professional athletes to be the voices and to be the platform that we speak about social justice issues.
Awesome. Now, a huge scandal has hit the NCAA college basketball. I mean, we've been talking about here at the office at work. I mean, the FBI isn't, when the FBI gets into hey, listen, I don't know much about politics, but I know when the FBI gets involved, people go to jail, okay? People go to jail. So who is being overlooked in this NCAA investigation? We know Rick Pitino was fired at Louisville. We know Nike, Adidas, and the AAU circuit unit, that something with laundering money. Who's being overlooked in all of this investigation?
Well, in my opinion, I think the group that's being overlooked the most is the student athlete themselves and these high school players who are working their butts off to try to get a scholarship and continue the sport that they love. I mean, you have a $1 billion industry, like multi-billion dollar industry. A few years ago,
the ACC, the SEC, the PAC, the Big Ten. They signed like billion-dollar contracts with NBC and ESPN and so forth to showcase their games. And who gets the most smallest piece of the pie? The student athlete. And so one reason why you see it shouldn't be shocking when you have the shoe industry marketing off of student athletes. You have the university itself marketing off of the student athlete and making lots of money. Then you have the coaches getting huge contracts based off of the work of student athletes. And then when you get to the student athlete, they're getting fined if someone buys them a cheeseburger. So I think really, you know, we need to focus on how could this have been avoided? And the answer to that is you got to start at least trying to pay us some type of stipend. Like the NCAA has got to find a way to put more money back with the student athletes.
And they, I know you're all into your politics, but they actually have done that, and it started last year, actually. So depending on the university, Division I, D2, D3, they get a stipend according to how much the sports bring in. So I've heard some student-athletes have been given close to $1,500, $1,700 a month so with their stipend. But still, that doesn't probably compensate for all that's going on. But this is a really – this doesn't even really – it does deal with NCAA because of the rules and all the stipulations they have, but this is kind of outside the NCAA's hands. They have nothing to do with the FBI kind of going in, and it has a lot to do with the shoe companies and the AAU teams. So it's really strategic, and they had undercover people going behind with these schools and finding out that, you know, they found out how they played and basically wired money to student athletes' families in certain amounts, as much as $100,000. So
yeah, I mean, I think that's. I mean, you know, I was just talking to my husband about it earlier. You know, like, I don't know how many, when you have two hardworking parents or a single working parent who's trying to make ends meet, and someone wants to deposit a couple of thousand up to $100,000 in your bank account. I mean, that's really tough to walk away from. So I think there has to be some kind of bridge between, again, these high school and college athletes and all the money that is circulating around their heads, but they're not really able to get that money, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's an ongoing investigation. And at the end of the day, everyone doesn't get caught. And I just know there's a lot of illegal things going on that side of men's basketball, just in sports, college sports in general. And at the end of the day, no, everyone's not going to be caught. But that doesn't mean that everyone isn't doing it. Moving right along, if you're just tuning in, Professor Koontz talks to us about politics and sports, athletes, and social justice. And right now, Professor Koontz, the athletes focusing on the platform in the States?
Well, I think the first thing and the main thing is that every athlete needs to make sure they're registered to vote and that they're voting and that they're encouraging people to vote. And I don't think that's going to be a huge political statement when you see athletes using their platform to encourage people to register to vote, because what we see with this last election is that a lot of people just sat out and they just decided not to use their God-given and American right and to vote. So I would encourage all people to make sure they're doing that first, because we have a lot of people vote for the presidential election, but they overlook their state, they overlook their local elections. And so what I really would like to see is more student athletes pushing people to get out there and vote in their local and then their state level elections, as well as on the federal level.
Student athletes and professional athletes. That's very important that you stated that. Problem with Colin Kaepernick, as you know, he didn't vote this past presidential election. So it's nice that you point out that it's critical that they get on the voting line. And you made a good point, because athletes can also use their platforms to, if they can get behind a great candidate or a candidate that they feel can impose change about the issues that they're protesting against, they could get on board and kind of promote them on their social media. Hey, this guy's for what we're talking about. And
exactly.
That could be, if that is something that could be strategically done, that's a great point of their protests in a more strategic way. Moving forward, too, just before I let you go and before we end the show on this segment, they're talking about the flag. I don't know if you've read up about, you know, Kobe Bryant's talking about what the flag means now is it does mean something different than what it meant before. I mean, is there a way that, and Shannon Sharp was saying, what has changed? What has changed as far as racism goes and oppression and those sorts of things? Does the flag, can it evolve? I mean, we're talking about an object here, but obviously there's a meaning behind the object. But can the flag evolve in what it means, if that makes sense? Sorry, Professor Kuntz. I'm not working on my PhD now. I'm all sports and basketball. So
Oh, no. I mean, I think that's a great question, Chastity. And I think I'm hopeful that it can evolve. I mean, one thing you have to understand, that flag has flown against some very ugly days in our history, going back to removing Native Americans from their homeland, going back to taking enslaved Africans and bringing them over here and putting them in an institution of slavery that lasted hundreds of years. You can move up and to talk about the Japanese being put in internment camps during World War II. I mean, there's so many ways that we can look through history and see ugly moments in our history, and the flag still flew. At the same time, you can see a lot of great moments. You can think about how we came together after 9/11. You can talk about Dr. Martin Luther King giving his speech, "I Have a Dream" speech, and then seeing the Civil Rights Act that was passed very, very quickly after his speech. And so there's a lot of beautiful moments. And so I think that the flag can endure because the people, we are the ones who determine whether that flag stands for good or whether that flag stands for bad. So I'm hopeful.
Awesome. I couldn't have said it any way near as close and as profound and as deep as my sister,
Chaz.
Professor Kuntz, who is working on her PhD.
She's special, everybody.
Hey, listen, guys, I'm going to have to call my younger sister doctor soon. Oh, my gosh. Just when I thought I was the star of the family. Oh, goodness.
I can't wait.
Professor Kuntz, you wrote a great blog today, and I just retweeted it. Would you please tell us the title of your blog, where people can find your blog, and also where to follow you on social media?
Sure. My blog is, I wrote a blog entitled, "It's Not Trump, It's Not Obama." And you can find that on www.daniellemkuntz.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Danielle Kuntz, and I'm also on Instagram under Professor Kuntz. So I appreciate your support, and I hope you guys will check the blog out and let me know what you think.
Okay, and can you spell out Danielle Kuntz for them? I just want to make sure they get to that blog, because that blog is a deep read. I mean, I might have to go work on my PhD to understand it. No, seriously, my sister writes it where you can understand it. But, Danielle, can you please just spell out that so they'll go to the correct website?
Sure. It's www.daniellemkuntz.com.
Awesome. That's Professor Kuntz, everybody. This is True Sports Talk Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Chastity Melvin. This was episode 3. You can find me on at Chastity Melvin, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the show's address, obviously, is blogtalkradio.com/Chastity Melvin. Thanks for tuning in to the show today. We had my True Sporters of the Week interview with Washington Mystics WNBA player Ivory Latta. She gave some very sound advice about reaching success and how to overcome failures. Professor Kuntz, thanks for enlightening us that don't know so much about politics. And it's been awesome having you on the show.
Hey,
and
go Sparks!
Oh, that's right. I got to get your preview. Y'all, we also talked about WNBA playoff 27 finals. If you don't know, Professor Kuntz played basketball at East Carolina University on a full scholarship and played overseas for 2 years professionally. So, Coach D, we chalked it up in episode 2 about the playoffs. Coach D called it. She said Minnesota Lynx will win. Now, who wins tonight?
I'm nervous. I wish Minnesota would have lost, because I feel like if you give them any confidence, you know, that it's just going to be tough to put them down. So, but I'm pulling for the Sparks. I think the Sparks are going to pull it out, but I'm nervous now. I'm just nervous. I didn't like that look in Maya Moore and Simone Augustus' eyes. And, I mean, Sylvia Fowles played great, so I'm just nervous about them going into L.A.
Well, Professor Coons, you're my sister, and I like going against you just to see how smart you are. But I'm going with you tonight. I got L.A. Sparks winning tonight. I got L.A. Sparks winning tonight. Yeah, so I'm going to go with you tonight. So, again, thanks for tuning in. This was fun. It's True Sports Talk Radio. It's Friday, baby. Make sure you tune into the game tonight. If you want to see great basketball, you want to see great women at the playing basketball at the highest level, check out the WNBA at 9 o'clock. Professor Coons, have a good weekend. Give my baby some
you
love.
Too, Chaz.
Tell my brother
I will.
Hello. All right, I'm out.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if I don't, at least I tried. I was born with pride. Never wanted no handout. I stand out. Pace is needed in this game. I never ran out. Cause all I ever wanted was a victory. Running circles around competition like it was 60. I gave everything on the court. And when it's all over, let them say I was a true sport.